Court, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch shit, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw?
Monkey Man.
Monkey Man. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ooh, ah. That's a good beat.
We're dancing to the song that is a monkey song.
He is the Monkey Man.
Starring, written, directed, and that's it.
That's it.
By Dev Patel.
Dev Patel.
He may have, who is best known for his performance in Green Knight?
Green Knight, yeah, Green Knight.
No.
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. Is he in Life of Pi?
Yeah, and...
Is he?
No.
I don't know that he is.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. That's what he's best known for. And, before now.
He's also known for his portrayal of Prince Zuko in the M. Night Shyamalan failed adaptation of The Last Airbender.
Some say it's failed.
It's a hot topic right now.
Some say it's failed. I've never watched it. I didn't care about Avatar The Last Airbender in the first place.
Yeah.
So I especially didn't care when I heard it was really, really, really bad.
Really, really. It's one of those where if you have seen it, it's really bad. And if you haven't seen it, like the original, it's also just, you're like, oh, this just isn't a good movie.
Mm.
Like, regardless of the context you see it in.
I mean, maybe Shyamalan's just not good at that.
I don't think he is. And I'm glad he learned that so he could be like, all right, let me go not do that.
Yeah, let me just do what I do. Let me do that thing, please.
Do something. Let me produce some movies, produce my daughter's movie.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
Yeah. Direct, you know, lots of good stuff.
Make a show.
Old. Okay, we watched Monkey Man.
We did see
and
it.
What did we think, Mampy?
Oh, you know, I gotta say, I was not sure. I was like, this looks like it shot well.
Yeah.
Looks like it could be fun. I do get kind of sirens when I hear one person did so many things. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm a little weary, but I have to say, I left that movie.
Yeah.
As a monkey fan. I thought it was great. I had a blast.
Wow.
It was like the whole movie, I was like, ooh. It was great. And actually, there was a black woman one seat away from me, and she was doing the same. She was like, oh, Lord. Oh. And I was like, whoa, she is having. And then at one point, we were both just laughing.
Hand up.
Yeah, she went, oh, my God.
Lord.
Oh, Lord. There was one part where he was like training, and he's like all shirtless, and she goes,
yeah.
No. Oh, wait, no. It's when, big spoiler, watch out.
Big spoiler. Spoiler alert.
This lady's shooting at the monkey man. She comes out. She's like, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. And then this other lady kills her with a serving dish or something, which is great. And then monkey man comes and he takes it from her and their hands touch. And then the lady goes, oh, that's hot. I was like, oh my God. She is like having a full experience in this movie. So, ooh, which it was. There were many moments where I went, woo. This is
touch
getting,
your monkey, man.
Yeah. I was very, you know, the violence, the rebellion, all
the
of
silence.
It. Turn, the silence. The silence. Knowing when to show.
The violence.
And
the
not
silence.
Tell. You know,
the silence.
The side, yeah. The side of lens. The sight of Lentz is incredible in this movie.
Tell me more.
You know, sometimes you see something.
Yeah.
And you say something, you go, wow. And that's what I did this whole movie.
That was the sight of Lentz?
Yeah, that was the sight of Lentz. At the sight of Lentz, I said.
You're seeing the, like, you're seeing
I'm
which
seeing
lens
it.
They're shooting on?
Yeah.
The sight of Lentz?
I see that. When I'm watching a movie, I'm not thinking about the movie or the characters, any of that. I'm like, what lens did they use here? Was it a 35?
Probably.
A 70?
96?
Is that a pancake? An 82 flat? Is that a circle? Was that a circle?
Did they use a circular lens or a square lens?
A square lens. This one's a triangle. Can you imagine that?
Maybe rhombus?
I would watch a movie like that.
Nobody's got the fucking balls
to use a triangle lens.
Every movie's got a fucking circular lens, come like on, a bunch y'all. Of bitch asses.
Yeah, you freaks. What if they used a? So it's always. I think it's always convex, right?
The lens.
What if it was concave and like everything looked like?
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
Why don't they
try it out? I mean, it'd probably suck. Hey, everybody, do hashtag food court concave lens challenge.
Yep. Do that. We'll see you on the internet.
See you there.
We'll see you on the internet.
What did you think, Sean?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it okay. I found it a little, like, exhausting at times.
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes I found it a little exhausting.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just, like, the way the editing was.
Yeah.
And, like, there's sometimes I was just like, my eyes and my brain were like, oh, my God. But I did enjoy it, and I felt like it got better as it went along.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Like, it was pretty good and pretty good and pretty good, and then, oh, okay. Like, once the training stuff started happening, once that kind of thing started happening, and, like, throughout, like, the action sequences as it progressed, it just, like, felt... I mean, there's no way that they did it in order and were figuring out how to do it, but
yeah.
It felt like it was just like they were maybe getting into a better rhythm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, I was like, okay, cool. We're fighting. We're doing that kind of stuff. This is great.
He is the Monkey Man.
He is the Monkey Man. But, I mean, he did some bad stuff, but he also did some of the best stuff.
Mm.
Which brings us to our first category, the beef lamb euro. What's the best part of this movie, maybe?
I mean, it's got to be just the action in general, but there's one shot very reminiscent of John Wick. A lot of people are comparing this, you know.
John Wick?
It's the Indian John Wick or whatever, but I don't.
I mean.
It has fighting in it, that's for sure.
He's got a suit.
Similar, I would say.
It's weird because it doesn't much remind... I mean, it doesn't much remind me of most of those things in the editing style, at least until later. It, like, it gets more spaced out later, but, like, early on, the editing is insane.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of...
It's, like, abstract. It's just, like... And I was just like, but it didn't, I wasn't like, oh, that's like The Raid or, oh, that's like John Wick.
No.
It was just kind of like, wow, this is, like,
almost
I don't
music
know.
Music video.
Like, fucking esque. Stan Brakhage experimental film or something.
A lot. Well, because like a lot of Indian films will like just fully have like a music video style or something. And you're like, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
But I think the longer it went on, it definitely tightened up a bit and it wasn't as frantic. But my favorite is the big fight where Dev's fighting everyone in this room to get to the main boss of the tower, whatever. And he's going off. There's a lot of really cool bits and crazy fighting stuff, but then they do a really fun overhead shot and he goes into like super mode and just starts punching as fast as he can, just beating the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. This is getting wild. And I love that. I was like, that's a nice little moment.
I liked it.
Because I was like, come on, Monkey Man.
There's a moment at some point in that fight that was my beef lamb euro.
Okay.
It's in one of his many elevator rides.
Yes.
He's fighting some guys in an elevator, and he stabs a guy in his throat, and then the guy grabs his hand.
Yes.
And so he grabs the knife with his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And uses his teeth to cut the guy's throat. He's like, it's really awesome.
Very fun.
You know, one of the joys of these kinds of movies is like the way in which they approach death, like the ways in which they make someone die. And that was, I don't think that was one I've seen before.
No, it was pretty good.
So like any new innovation is like, oh, cool. He used his teeth to cut a guy's throat.
Shit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my favorite. He also, at some point, he used a serving tray to cut off a lady's thumb.
That was wild, yeah.
So he could use her thumb to gain access to different secret places.
Yeah.
And that was good.
You got
to
be really strong to do that. I've tried it.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
I mean, most time he just smashed the thumb.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's fine, but It's not going to get you into the vault.
You're not getting in that vault.
Or up to the, you know, religious guy's house.
Yeah. And you could drag the whole body, but that would be a whole different situation.
Yeah. I mean, that might be for a different movie. That would be a funny bit.
Yeah.
But
that would be amazing. Just dragging the whole body. Yeah. Give me that thumb.
They've got rubber shoes and they're like squeaking on the floor as you. Yeah. Has anybody done that? Tweet at us at Food Court Cast if anyone has dragged a body around to use their eyes or hands.
Yes.
To open secret things.
I've definitely seen someone like an unconscious person, they're trying to use their eyes to like.
Yes.
To get it. I cannot place what the movie is, though.
Absolutely.
That absolutely has happened. But I don't know what it is. And if I can't remember what it is, then you can do it again, because people will be like, I've seen it, but I don't know where. And that's
who
all
who can
matters.
Remember it? If who you could? Can't remember it, who can remember it?
I saw Monkey Man 4 days ago, and, you know, a lot of it has dissipated. But some of it's still there. Like the bathroom fight scene, which I liked a lot. And I thought
this
was
very not
fun.
The best part of the movie, though.
No, but my.
But it is
my,
one of the best
yeah,
parts.
Yeah, one of the okay. best parts. My favorite was his super 10 times speed punchy, punchy moment. Because that's, you know me. I'm one of these. I like it when it turns into a little anime fight.
Yes,
I love it. I'm
you
like,
do.
Hell yeah, baby. Let's get wild. You're Monkey Man. You're not just some dude. You fucking Monkey Man! And he went off. But
yes.
In the bathroom, it's before he's trained. He's kind of this wrestler who just gets his ass kicked to make money.
Yes.
Which, not a great way to make money because you get really hurt.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Unless you like that sort of thing. I wouldn't do it, but
you might be a masochist. If you're out there and you're a masochist who needs money, let somebody beat the shit out of you for money.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe they'll bring back bum fights. You can dress like a bum.
Oh, yeah.
And fight other people who are bums.
Yes.
It'll
okay,
be nice.
How much money would you have to be paid to have someone beat you up for like 15 minutes?
Wow, that's a tough one.
It's hard. I don't know either. I really don't know.
I mean, here in America?
Yeah.
It would have to be tons of money.
Yeah, because of the...
Yeah, it could cost me
hospital bills.
I mean, if they break my nose or something, you know, or break my arm,
yeah.
It could cost me $20,000 or something.
I would do it for $2 million. If anyone's listening,
oh, gladly.
Yeah, if they want to beat this shit out of
me.
Oh,
yeah.
$2 million, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can pay half at first, then mm-hmm. beat me up, then half
yeah.
after. I do.
If anybody wants, everybody's listening, watching, wants to kill me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But it has to be fast. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It has to be fast.
Has to be fast. And you can send your money to me. I'll take care of Sean's stuff afterwards. And
yeah. What's your what's your Cash App?
Yeah. Mampy Hikes, just send away. We'll sort it all out.
Then walk up behind me on any street. Shoot mm-hmm. me in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. Or my favorite. And I want to put this in our movie one day, our action movie. And I don't know if you remember, but you eating ice cream.
Okay.
And you just, someone rolls up and just blasts you away with a machine gun. But while you're eating ice cream, I think that'd be awesome. You're like, what a lovely. Yeah, you're still. That would be amazing.
Stuffing it in. That sounds great.
That would rule. Oh, it'd be cool if you were, like, leaking ice cream out of the holes.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream you've been eating. That'd be cool.
Hey, tweet at us. All we need is $3.5 million.
Yes, I'll do it for that much.
We can do it. Easy. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I liked in Monkey Man?
No.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah.
Cool. There's a training scene.
Okay.
And as we know from a long history of kung fu movies and fighting movies and all kinds of different movies mm-hmm. with action, training scenes are some of the best shit.
Love it.
We just like them.
Every
time. You know, he's bad at stuff, and then 3 weeks later, he's the best ever.
He's like, what?
How does it happen? We don't know, but we're glad it happens.
He does it.
And he's doing this. He's punching a big rice bag. He has been taken in by a group of, I don't know what the term is for them over there. It seems like just a bunch of, it's like a trans welcome center.
Welcome in, trans.
It's like a, kind of like a, trans almost temple. Seems like an abuse center, but it's in some kind of temple.
Yes.
I don't know. I truly don't know how to describe it.
It's the last place they can be without people just attacking them.
Which, yeah. And there's a drummer. And he's like, he's playing his talking drums and making fun stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts doing it. You know, dumb old Dev Patel's just punching it. I don't know how to punch. If only there was a drummer. And the drummer's like, ooh, I happen to be a drummer. And he's like, and Dev starts punching real good. And that's great. He starts punching real good. And then it gets really good because he takes off his shirt.
Yes.
And the gals are like, wah!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're very horny for his hot body.
I love it.
And he punches until all the goddamn rice comes out.
Yeah.
Which is not quite RR level, but still quite. What can
I
get
was
to that level?
Truly waiting for a Rama type, like he hits it and it blows up.
Yeah.
It didn't quite happen.
It never gets to that like true insanity, which is maybe for the best for this movie.
Absolutely.
But it's quite a good training sequence. He learns how to kill everyone just by punching a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And after that he knows how.
Because aren't we all just a bag at the end of the day? To be punched.
We're a bag hanging full of rice.
Full of rice.
Waiting to get rid of the rice.
We're getting rid of the rice.
Beautiful words.
I love when film can really just break down, you know, the poetry of life. And
speaks to the human condition.
Oh, yeah. I felt this thing speaking to me. I was like, whoa, this movie's talking. And I'm listening. Finally.
What else did it say to you?
It said to me, you know, be nice to people that are different than you, okay? They save your life, and they might teach you to drink poison in order to overcome the roadblocks in your life.
And sort of unlock secret power you didn't know you'd have.
Yeah.
And then they might come with masks.
And sickles.
Yeah, sickles and slash people apart.
I love that they were unstoppable warriors.
Yeah, oh yeah, they can't be stopped.
No one could touch them.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're amazing. That was a great... I really liked when they showed up. I was like, oh, hell yeah, baby. I was not expecting the trans plotline at all. I was like, whoa. This is one of the few movies where, like, it wasn't, like, over the head or, like such a, like, a... This is the point we're making. But it was just like, this is just a real issue that's happening. And these people are having to hide out. And, like, he's having to hide out. And they're it's like the transformation and becoming who you are. I was like, that's really – I thought that was really nice. And just a well-weaved-in plot line.
Yes.
So I liked it. And it made me happy.
You know what else made me happy?
Mm-mm.
The second King Cobra fight. In the beginning, he fights King Cobra.
Yes.
Of course, King Cobra beats his ass because he's supposed to. And then in their second fight, old Dev has come back. And he's ready to fight now. And now he knows how to fight or something. And his fight is super fast.
Yeah.
Because Dev does a really good kick. And... kicks him right in the head, and then King Cobra immediately falls down, and that's the end of the fight. And it's really good. There's lots of build up. They're like doing this, like pre-fight, kind of moving their hands like they're ready to fight, and then he goes, "Yeah," and kicks his fucking ass.
I like
when people
that.
Get their fucking asses kicked,
especially when they have already kicked your ass or the main character's ass. It's so nice to just be like, "Oh, dang, you're depth."
I beg to differ.
Sorry, King Cobra, more like King
Nobra.
Nobra, yeah,
that's one option.
You're down, baby.
No, like more like no bruh.
No, bruh. I don't think so. Get on no the thing. Floor.
No, bruh. I don't think so.
Thing.
King Cobra. King Grob. King Cobra. More like no, bruh.
King Cobra. More like King Go Away.
Bro.
Bro. Bruh.
King okay, take that no, one more time. Keep, yeah.
King, King, Co- King Cobra.
King Doba? More King, like Dong Doder.
Don't do it.
In general, the last 30 or 40 minutes is when I really started to merge with the movie. Yeah. Like, there's good stuff before that. There's like a fun little, I don't know, what some kind of fucking scooter, motorcycle. Yeah. Two-seater.
Sexy Boy, I think is the license plate or something.
Oh, yeah, Sexy Boy. What is the name? It's Nikki? Is it Nikki because it's got great headlights or something? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, Nicki Minaj, yeah. It's yeah. And something about the butt, I think.
It's got a good butt.
It's got a good butt.
My mini car has a big old fat butt.
Big old fat black ass on the back of you. And hair, her like... different color hairs. That'd be pretty cool. The other day we were walking down the street and a giant, I guess float of Nicki Minaj, like laying on her side, just went by and I was like, it was just like seeing a giant black woman go flying down the street. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
wild. Don't know
Did
why.
Did you jerk off spontaneously?
I didn't, but later the thought of it, it happened, and I woke up in a pool of my own cum. So, you know, sometimes you can't control these things, and it's okay. We need to be more open about this, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
We need, you know what? I'll go a step further.
Oh.
Public masturbation is fine. Yeah. Just do it wherever you want.
It's got to be done somewhere. Why not?
Library.
I can't have the sun, the beautiful sun kissing me as I'm pleasuring myself. It's just not fair.
Come on, liberal media.
Yeah. Let's get Trump back in office so we can start coming wherever we want.
Thank you.
No more borders. No more boundaries. No more laws. Just chaos.
I mean, obviously borders.
Border. Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to let Mexican people in the country.
We need to trap ourselves here so we can all kill each other. It'll be great.
Yeah. And we can learn more about that during Civil War this weekend in theaters from A24.
Yes. I wonder if the theater will be segregated. Like, we'll kind of go into teams as we watch it.
Oh, that'd be fun. They're just like... who did you vote for? That's the bride's side. You can go to the right.
Yeah, right.
Groom's side is to the left.
I think that would be great.
At the end, we blast each other.
We blast it because this movie. What is the delineation? Do we know yet in the movie? Is it just liberal conservative or
of monkeymans?
In Civil War.
Oh, in Civil War. You know, it's. Just it's everybody? It's a sort of fake thing.
Oh, okay.
It's like California and Texas have combined to leave.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the country is beating their ass.
Damn.
But I don't know if you would think California and Texas wouldn't be friends, but it's also sci-fi, so it doesn't, it doesn't have to actually
make any sense.
Yeah.
I hope they make a super state name. That'd be awesome. I don't know what it would be, but...
Calexis.
Calexis. Calexis.
Texio.
Texio.
Texifornia.
Texifornia is pretty good.
Texifornia.
Texifornia. Calexis Texifornia.
Take that, DC.
Eat shit, Kirsten Dunst. But no, I love in Monkey Man, I love the bathroom fight because it's like so fun scrambling to get the gun.
Yes.
And like all the water and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun. I thought it was
cool.
He's
also not good at
stuff then. He's really not.
It's really brutal. They're both getting, like, kneed in the head 1,000 times. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love the mask.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
I don't know if we're ready to transition.
Let's do it.
But the mask is one of my favorite things, mm-hmm. and also, I just wish it would. I just wish you would keep wearing it sometimes.
I know.
No?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
That is a great transition because that is maybe my low main.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And also, it would make more sense.
Yeah.
Because lots of times he goes into places where there are 1,000 cameras and tries to kill people. Exactly. And it's like, well, you got a mask.
Why didn't you wear the...
And it's a really cool-ass mask. Mm. Like, the design itself is really cool. Just go ahead and wear that cool mask.
You could have had a whole another plot point where they're looking for the masked man, and the wrestling guy's like, oh, shit, that's Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Or Kong, I guess he calls him Kong.
Kong.
They don't call him Monkey Man till the end.
Yeah.
Monkey Man. I do like when he just goes in after getting leveled up and just beats the shit out of everybody. I love that. It's so fun.
That's really
good.
That
big old dude. That guy got
that. Dude's fucking big as hell.
He's a big man.
Okay, so this is my low main.
Mm-hmm.
In general,
yeah,
I feel like some things were made obvious that I didn't need to be made obvious.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's like a running thread of him having like memories. There are flashbacks, which are clearly to some massacre. And also because it seems to be about his mother, it's clearly about his mother's murder.
Yeah.
We just, deep down, we know it. And then, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through,
mm-hmm.
they just replay the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like we see the whole thing, and it's, we just know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
We've seen enough movies, and we know, we just know what happened and who did it.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, I was like, well, this is completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because I know there was a massacre because I saw the little flashbacks, mm-hmm. and I saw a fire, and I heard people screaming. So I know a bunch of people were killed. I know who did it because they show his face in the flashbacks.
Exactly.
And I know that his mom died because, like, we are introduced to his mom, and then we never see her again.
Yeah, exactly. You can very much deduce what happened.
Yeah, there's just no reason at all.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, when they showed it, I was like, well, we've seen all of this before. Like, they've showed us every little bit of this, but then they just put it all together and then showed it to us again. And I was like, well, I know this.
Yeah, we're good. We don't need to
do we know
this again.
That's great.
Yeah, I did not think it was necessary, and it just didn't really have that much emotional weight to me.
No.
The way it was done.
He's weird, like, because he's, like, he obviously is mad.
Yeah.
Because why else would you do this?
Exactly.
He doesn't ever really feel that mad.
Yeah.
He feels more like a sort of emotionless killer than, like, a pissed off killer.
No, the only time... Like, I
go ahead.
That was when, like, he goes in, like, the bathroom when he couldn't, like, do anything about it. Or, and he just goes like, ah! I did like that part. But then,
I like that.
He kind of just, it just kind of cuts off. And you're like, okay.
And I feel like also at some point in the training, he starts to have more fun.
Yeah, I think.
Which definitely made me have more fun. Because, like, him just being... like, frowny face, which is, you know, I guess you'd probably be frowny faced if your entire village is killed or whatever. But it's just not very uplifting. Well, it's not even supposed to be uplifting, but it's just...
energized, almost.
It's just much harder to empathize with a person who is cold.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they seem, like, it seems more like a person, like he's some contracted killer or something. Like, that's what a... that's what a cool movie killer who is cold and calculated would do. They would just like go like, bah, bah, bah. I'm not happy about this. I'm not feeling, I'm not letting out rage. I'm just doing punching and stuff.
Yeah.
But when he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like really furious. It's like, oh yeah, good, good, good. Yeah, yeah, stab him in the head. Good.
When he fights the big bad guy at the end, he like, when he's punching him, he has a point where he just goes, ah! And I was like, oh, that's fun. Like,
yes.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Nice. Yeah. We needed a little more of that.
Yeah. And it was weird because it didn't. As I said, like it starts to ramp up near the end for me. Mm-hmm. So like the stuff that is in the way of that seems like it's not necessary. Like, well, I just,
absolutely.
You know, especially it sort of seems like it's designed for someone who's not seen a movie before or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, there's these little things, but how do they relate to our main character?
Possibly. Yeah, I really wonder if it is studio stuff, like producers being like, they must, you have to spell it out, which you really, really do not. I don't know when people will stop doing that.
Especially for something like this, where it's like, the mother and the village getting killed is like a thing in so many of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many action movies.
Absolutely.
Or so many movies in general. It's like the wife, or the brother, or the mother, or somebody has been killed.
Yeah.
And that, or the elephant.
The elephant.
Has been abducted.
Oh, not the
And so
elephant.
This guy's got to kill people because they took the goddamn elephant.
Ong Bak is one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, absolutely.
Love it. I need to Gong Bak and watch it. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. I hope so. Actually, explain it for me.
Let's do a flashback to when I said it earlier so you can understand.
Gong Bak. And then there's like under, it says go on back.
Yeah.
And you go, does go on back mean go on back?
Go on back. I lift my hands and
flashback to the under title and it says go on back. No, really, go on back.
Go on back.
And watch it again.
Please. It is great. The bone crushing in that movie. Oh, there's some amazing bone crushers. Jeez Louise. Now that's a good action flick. So, my low main of this picture.
Tell me.
Is very much in a line with what you're saying. Just the belaboring of the point, and it just starts to get in the way of me enjoying the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it saves itself with the big action at the end.
Yeah,
like, okay,
truly.
Now we're in it. But I was honestly hoping from the time. Shorten it a bit, like him at the restaurant to the point of him attacking the dude. Shorten that a little bit. And then once he is on the run, like just nonstop that stuff.
Yes.
Like, just keep it escalating because we don't need, like he can take that poison and have more flashbacks, but just do kind of cutbacks again, like little things, little hints or whatever. You don't need to do the whole scene. It was just too much. And it just made the movie too long and like, me wanting more action stuff. That's what the movie is. It's not. I know as much as he probably wants to be like, this is an important whatever, but like.
Sure.
It's just like, it's an action movie. Like, we want that most of all. So
yeah.
You gotta just. Let's just mainly focus on that. I mean, I love some stuff. Like, I love the dog montage. I thought that was a funny. Like, the dog bringing him a gun is great. I was okay, that's
good. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was nice.
And I think there's a lot of stuff. I mean, some of this is just, you know, a filmmaker knowing who he or she or they are.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, maybe he just wasn't trying to make a simple action movie, maybe should have. Like, maybe this is just a thing that can only be pulled off by better people. Or, I mean, even better people. Like, John Wick 4 and John Wick 3 even are just too fucking long.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's cool for you, and I'm glad you enjoy it, and great. But it's like, I sure wish that there was just less of the junk that I don't care about.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And granted, some of the stuff is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, throughout the beginning, there's a real focus on like abstraction.
Yeah.
There's a real focus on like colors and shapes and The way things move, even later in one of the fights, one of the big fights, there's a focus on like these spinning mirrors.
Yeah.
Where you see people's face that are really cool. And there's lots of like stuff that is out of focus, completely out of focus, where it's like very, very art film stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of it is cool and some of it is just like a little much.
Absolutely.
Another of my Lomans and why I kind of began to enjoy it later on is that in the beginning, with the cutting is a lot, but also it is very claustrophobic somehow.
Yeah.
Like it's very close to people's heads and faces, and there's like no... there's no way to see the rest of the fight or know what's happening. So it like becomes super abstract because it's like things are moving and you don't know where they are in relationship to each other and that kind of thing. And like early on, it gets better. But early on, there's like times when they cut to like a wide shot and you see people and you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, let me out of this.
There's so much shit happening and I don't know what the fuck it is. And like they cut back and you're like, oh, finally. Just show me people.
Which you can pull off, but if you overdo it and don't give us any other context during it, it is just like, can I see what's happening? Like, it does, definitely the early wrestling stuff, I was like, is this going to be how this action is? Because I don't know what's happening. It's very, There's even, I mean, in general, like, there are a few moments during even the good fights at the end and stuff where it's like, cutting in when I'm like, I really would have liked to just see that fluidly. That would have been really nice. But I get it. It's hard to do. And especially for a first time.
Maybe they just didn't have the choreography quite down that way. And whatever.
It's
I understand. But it is kind of exhausting sometimes if something is cut to shit. Not even in a bad way. Like, if something is just super duper cut up, it's just like,
oh, my brain can't take it.
It's like, holy fuck. Just like, cool down, guys.
Yeah, we need a break. Yeah, sometimes it's just like editing for the sake of just trying to ramp it up. And it's like, well,
yes.
Now you've just completely broke me out of it again because I'm just like jarred.
Now I'm noticing all the editing.
Yeah, I'm in, like, Transformers mode where I can't tell what the fuck is going on. Just, okay, wait, I was following one thing and now I don't know where I am.
Okay, but he's a gun now?
Yeah, he's now a gun. The times in this movie where it, like, I get they were trying to make it more interesting, like, by cutting to the perspective of, like, someone getting punched, instead of just showing it, but that sometimes did just, like, mess up the flow of it. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
That messed me up really bad. I don't know what's going on.
There was one for me that kind of worked where they are, I think they're fighting in a stairwell or something, and they're showing him, and then they kind of move the camera to where he is, and it becomes a POV.
Sure.
And like that switch from like, you know, a side view to a POV is pretty cool, and another thing that I haven't really seen exactly like that. And those kinds of innovations are fun.
Yeah.
It's just truly when it taxes my brain to even see who is doing what to who.
Yes.
It's just, especially in like, in a genre that can be overstimulating in general, like fights and cracking and punching and swinging and people spinning around and slashing. There's just a lot of shit happening. So if it's also like super duper teeny tiny cuts, it can be a lot.
Overload.
It can be a lot.
Yeah. But I think just a little bit better balance and a little bit less cuts would have helped. I also agreed with the mask thing. Like, I get it's probably awful trying to fight in that in real life.
And he's the star.
Yeah. Like,
let me see the star's face.
Let me see the star. I totally get that. But I do think I would have liked, because it's like, oh, he washes the mask and it's like this new thing.
Yeah.
And he's like walking up and you're like, oh, he's about to fight. And then he immediately takes it off and you're like, we didn't even get a second of him in that at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's in darkness when he takes it off. You're like, oh, okay.
So, yeah.
And it just, like you said earlier, it goes against, like, logic. Like, oh yeah, here I am. I'm the guy everyone's looking for. They would send every cop in the city. Like, it doesn't make any. It's a little.
I mean, maybe the first time it would make more sense to me, because like maybe he thinks he's not getting out.
Yeah, I guess
maybe so. He has decided, or maybe that's both times. He has decided he's not getting out, and he's just going to do some killing.
Yeah,
so maybe that makes sense, but. Like, the fact that they build it up and he's, like, cleaned the mask and he's walking down some stairs in the mask and it's got, like, the cool shock of white hair behind him and he's got the suit and the mask.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
It just looks really fucking cool.
It looked great.
You're like, oh, this guy's a badass. This is Monkey Man. Great.
This is Monkey Man.
Oh, this is the Monkey Man I've been promised this entire time.
It's just Dev Patel.
And which is also great.
Yeah, he's great.
Dev Patel's great, but it is just weird. It seems like a lot of setup for a thing that never happens.
Yeah, I honestly, the way I would like it would be he does a little bit of fighting, and then maybe he gets, you know, hit or cut or something, and it fucks up the mask or blood, you know, and he has to take the mask off.
Sure.
Something like that to like, okay, there's a reason why he just instantly, you know, gets rid of it, but...
Sure, he gets like knocked down and it goes sideways, and then he has to do some fighting without looking, and then he just tears it off, and then he does some, and he gets back at them, and, you know, there's some kind of bit.
Or like, they kind of grab him and someone rips it off and so, you know, something like a little fun dynamic. Not
sure.
Just like, I don't need this. Well, then why did you have it on at any point?
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
It was just for like one cool scene.
Yeah.
Like a mini scene. Wouldn't it be cool in this mini scene if this happened?
Ooh, yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
There's no payoff. What if there's no payoff for the bit?
Yeah,
what if we set up a bit, but there's no payoff for it?
Oh, okay, I get it.
Isn't that a good idea?
Sure, director, producer, writer, you got it.
The mask looks amazing. It's really cool. And then I put it on, and they're playing the music where we're getting ready for shit to happen.
Here comes Monkey Man.
And then I walk up, and here's Monkey Man. Oh, the title's Monkey Man. Wow, great. Wow. Here comes Monkey Man. He's been cheered on by a whole crowd of people. He's becoming a folk hero.
Born.
And he's wandering into this building to beat everyone else. And then he takes it off.
Yeah.
And he's never Monkey Man again.
It just was very strange.
Yeah.
I also, the ending, I mean, I don't know, like him getting stabbed by the guru guy just is like, you see it a million miles away and then you're like, how did he not have any idea that that guy was going to try? I don't know. It just felt so obvious. It was like,
every guy is trying to stab you.
You're going to get stabbed. I did like how he just straight up kills him with I like that a lot, but
right in the forehead.
Yeah. That's crazy.
We should use peace. We should be peaceful.
Yeah. Almost wish he hadn't even been stabbed. He just like straight up kills him immediately. That'd have been awesome.
Not everybody, I mean, especially if you're fighting some guy who is not a fighter, he's just some guru.
Exactly, yeah.
Just kill that guy real fast. You've done hard work killing all the other people. The big boss doesn't have to put up a fight that's of any use. Yeah. Or even he tries to stab you and you just go, bam, stab.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that has to happen.
That's all you need.
And then we get... And also, it's... This final death doesn't need to be as big as the death before.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy... who he killed before, is the guy who is the most hated one.
Yeah,
like, exactly. That's the literal guy who killed his mom.
Yeah.
And then the next guy is, like, he's still bad and he caused it to happen, but he's not the guy. You can just kill him. Just kill him pretty fast.
Just give him a kill.
Yeah.
Give him a quick kill.
What other things spoke to you in this movie?
We already covered the training. I like the training sequence. I like the car chase.
The little good.
Lots of action movies or like just, you know, mystery suspense type movies do the thing where they're like, what's your name? And then they just read something and they say, oh, it's Bobby. I like that type of little, that seemed like a little callback to action films.
What's your name? Monkey Man.
Bleach. It's Bleach.
They call me Bleach Man. Bleach Johnny Man. Bleachman.
John. Just call me John though.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I thought, overall it was well done. I had a good time, even though I was kind of like, all right, We get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, you know, next to me really added to the enjoyment.
Sure. It helps to have a good crowd.
Yeah, a good crowd. And, yeah, there were so many scenes where I was like, whoa, yeah, whoa, okay. Brutal knife stuff. A lot of the knife stuff, I was like, wow, that's...
Yes. That is one of the big ways it differs from John Wick, is that it's... There's just lots of hand-to-hand combat and knives and knives. And not a ton of gun shooting.
Not really at all.
I mean, a little.
A little bit.
But not a ton.
A little bit. If you don't... I did like when all of those dudes come out and I was like, oh my God, we better get like a Kill Bill moment where he just has to beat all... Because he seemed like he was ready to do it. He's like, all right.
We didn't need it.
We got the ladies, baby. They came
ladies
in and smashed them all up.
In the feet. Oh, I... Wait.
Uh-huh.
There was one really bad part. They're playing, there was like some kind of dance remix of Don't You Want Somebody to Love?
Oh, yeah, what was that?
I don't know. It was like some kind of, like, sort of acapella, but occasionally thump thump dance remix of Don't You Want Somebody to Love in, like, I think maybe the first big fight scene.
Yeah.
And it was real bad.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
It's weird. I mean, it's always weird when they, like, pick a song that just doesn't fit at all.
Like, why this song?
Like, that's such a 60s song.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't 60s at all. And also, like, it doesn't really have any thematic usefulness.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this song... this. Scene isn't about love.
Exactly.
It's not about the 60s. And then for it to also be like a shitty techno remix is like, wow, you guys absolutely blew the pooch.
You messed this up.
You fucked the dog on this. It's bad.
It seems more like someone trying to, like, I don't know, just racking their brain with, like, okay, what would be catchy and, like, make this, like, weird contrast. It's like, you don't really need to do that.
just write a song that's like
that, or like do the John Wick, just like generic. It's just like, all right, fine, whatever.
Sure.
He's in a club. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that is what it sounds like.
It is. It's very true. I recently had that experience, and I was like, wow, I don't know.
You went to the club?
Yeah, I don't know how anyone does this.
You went to the club?
The club. The bass was shaking my body. I went, I gotta get out of here.
But how long did you stay?
About 30 minutes.
Were you on drugs?
Maybe a little bit, but not enough.
Not enough.
To keep me invested.
Yeah.
The spectacle was pretty crazy. Lots of wild people. Yeah, I tried to get in. I was like, all right. But I was like, all right, I can't do this.
Did you consider doing a John Wick style headshot where you shot like 7 or 8 different people in the head?
Yeah, I thought about it.
And?
I couldn't pull it off. I didn't have a gun.
God.
But next time I go to the club, I definitely will.
Yeah. You gotta bring a gun to the club.
I'm gonna do it Wanted style and just curve the bullet in like a spiral. It just keeps on... Yeah, ooh, a spiral bullet. That'd be cool.
Nobody does that anymore.
And then, nobody does this either, where you catch the bullet back in the gun.
Oh, yeah.
So you can use it for later. I don't know how you do that, but...
Easy.
Easy.
For a guy like you.
Yeah, that would be crazy to see. Like, you sandwich it between the magazine clip and the gun. Like,
maybe take out the clip and catch it.
Quink! I'll be using this later.
Maybe you catch it in the shell casing. Like you fire, you catch the shell casing, it's spinning around, you just hold it up and it goes bink,
bink. Yeah. Clink. Not gonna wait. Yeah, my lucky bullet. Never fails me. That'd be crazy.
I've killed 45 women and children with this gun. That's beautiful.
Nothing like, yeah, that's a real villain. That would be a real villain. Just loves using his lucky bullet to spiral.
Loves killing women and children.
Yeah.
But we... yeah.
And then, like, trying to force that, like, audiences to relate to him at some point, like, some flashback where a woman and child, like, bullied him. He has a reason.
That'd be amazing.
Awesome.
A woman and children kill his mother.
That would be great.
They, like, light her on fire. Yeah, get him, mommy.
Get him, mommy.
And so he just goes on a mother and children death spree.
That would be wild. No one's done it. No one's done it.
No one.
That's why we're here.
No one could except us. Mm-hmm. But we can't only talk about Monkey Man. We got to talk about all the other movies we watched this week, which brings us to a segment called Panda Express Presents. Express yourself about the movies you watched this week. Play that theme song, please.
It's time for the Panda Express, because we got some things expressed, beep, beep, about the things we watched, ding, ding, this week, da-dum-da-dum-bong. Don't you want somebody?
When it turns to me, and end the day. That was too much.
I love it.
Did you watch anything this week? Maybe.
I did watch one movie. I was a little bit busy because I had friends visiting. But before they got here, I finally had people to talk to. I watched a little film by Studio Pinoc, formed by one of the former members of Studio Ghibli. Which was very apparent in the style. I was like, oh, this looks like a ripoff, but okay. It was called Mary and the Witch's Flower. I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that movie. I started watching The Secret World of Arrietty, which is like based off The Borrowers.
Oh yeah.
But I was instantly like, I kind of want something with a little action.
Yeah.
And then the witch movie, it was okay. It was very beautifully animated, but
good.
It was very just like off brand Ghibli. Like, I'll just watch one of the other ones. I brought it up before, but being in that studio and not being Miyazaki must be really hard.
It seems like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. It's just like, this isn't as good. I don't know if I talked about this last time where I tried to watch Whisper of the Heart.
I don't think you did.
And I tried to watch it because I'd never seen it. And then it starts with Country Road, Take Me Home. And I was like, what the fuck?
What?
And that's like a big part of the movie. Like, she's like learning that song. And I was like, I can't watch this. This is stupid.
Is it like the dubbed version or something where she's...
It's, even in the Japanese, she's learning that song for a recital.
She's learning Country Roads.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? It was so weird. I turned it off. I bailed.
No.
I got out.
I mean, that's a horrible idea.
And I can't watch a teen romance. I just have no... Don't do it for me no more. You hit her age and you go, well, this is stupid.
Yeah, who cares? who cares about their romance? I don't care if you guys... If one of you drinks pretend poison... And the other one thinks you're dead, mm-hmm. and she kills herself, and then you kill yourself because she killed herself because you pretended to kill yourself. I don't care if that happens.
I'm glad that it happened that way.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. You know what? Oh, go ahead.
One less TikToker, you know what I'm saying? Two less TikTokers. See you later.
Thank you.
Get them out of here. Next.
Yeah.
Scroll
Thank
on.
You. You know what I watched?
No.
Hundreds of Beavers.
Oh, yes.
The new best movie of 2024.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
I want to see it so bad.
Is it playing? It must be playing where you are somewhere.
So, I was talking to John about this, and I don't know if it already came through here or something.
Oh.
Because this would set you off, I think. There's one place playing it. But it is a bar kitchen theater combo where there's just a movie playing above the bar. And I was like, what? I want to watch the movie. I don't want to hear all these people drinking and talking. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I would freak out.
I'm not going to do that. I guess
even the concept freaks me out.
Yeah, I was like, no thanks.
Well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was just amazing. It is basically the... It is... Halfway between like a kind of Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin style thing, and like movie game or video game stuff.
Okay.
Like he, there's a guy and he becomes a fur trapper and he's got to learn to get better at being a fur trapper. Uh-huh. And then he slowly gets better at it and he's trading in things for new weapons. He's learning new skills. And it's just really funny.
Interesting.
And it's an insane combination of like lots of them being out in Wisconsin in the snow versus like also a ton of green screen stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of fake costumes, you know, lots of very, very cartoony looking costumes.
Yeah.
And lots of After Effects.
That's
and
cool.
It's real. It's really fucking funny, and it's really cool. And it too, maybe in a slightly different way than Monkey Man, is exhausting.
Yeah,
because there's 1 million bits, and it's not a short movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's I think maybe 1 million jokes, and so it's just like, oh my god. Oh. And, but like the style keeps on changing. Like there's like a big log ride section and there's all sorts of real fun stuff. And, there's like probably 15 or 20 different runners throughout the movie.
Uh-huh.
Like there's different bits that keep getting paid back or things that you don't even expect to be paid back that eventually get paid off.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Do you...
And it's also, for me as a person who never does anything, it's very inspiring.
Yeah.
Because, like, almost all of it was just done kind of by, you know, six or seven guys
out
in the freezing cold. And then adding some green screen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing some really kind of crude but pretty awesome animation because like from the very beginning the aesthetic is very lo-fi.
That's good. Yeah.
And so as more and more lo-fi things happen, you're just like, well, this is just part of
this
aesthetic.
Is it. This is yeah
just, that's what this movie is.
If you set it up right, it can work really well. Like if you it's all about it how you set it up. It's like
I mean from very early on it's like very cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything happens that's really weird or kind of looks like shit, it's like, well, that's the way the thing looks.
Yeah.
Now, if you choose not to like that, well, that's fine. But this is the aesthetic. Jokes are just fucking good. Like,
hell,
it's really funny. I was pretty amazed by it.
That makes me happy. I want to see it.
I was pretty amazed by it.
Rentable, because I really don't want to go to the bar.
I think it should be soon.
Okay.
I feel like I listened to some interview with them and they were talking about like VOD and that kind of thing. So
cool. Yeah.
I would think at some point it will be soon.
Are there really hundreds of beavers?
Well,
uh-oh.
According to the interview, they had six beaver costumes.
Okay.
But they do double them up or however you do that in your editing app.
Yeah.
So it does look like there's a lot of them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's amazing.
I'm excited.
There's also a Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson beaver.
That sounds amazing.
That's really good. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, maybe it might not be quite as good as Immaculate, but it's up there.
Yeah, it's real close.
It's also a similar style where it's just like, something happens. No chance to, like, even have one moment of sitting down and wondering. You're just like, oh, shit,
They're giving it to me, baby.
Are we watching Civil War this week?
Wow, I mean, I guess so. I don't know what else is out.
That seems like the big thing, right?
If everyone wants to see it.
Hey, we haven't completely decided, so tweet at us, at FoodCourtCast, if you really want us to watch something, but we'll probably watch Civil War.
Please.
Or maybe The First Omen, or
something.
I don't know. Tell us.
Tell us what you want to watch. I mean, we ask this weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And yet...
Yeah.
They don't tell us, so...
What you could do is tell us on your internet. Tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. Give us 5 stars on whatever your favorite podcast app is. Write us a review. Tell your friends in person. Tell your friends in the fake world. Share it and repost it and on all your Instagrams and your Facebooks and your Twitters and all of those things. Mampy, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. On behalf of Mampy Hikes, I'm Sean Parrott saying to you, bon appetit.